Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News. Volume 4, Number 2, Spring, 2013. Volunteer Appreciation at the Commission. From January through December 2012, 125 individuals gave 8,895 hours of their time at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, helping with nearly every program. We recognize their dedication during Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 21st through the 27th, 2013, with a guided tour of the old assay office and the Remnants of Boise exhibit at the City of Boise Sesquicentennial Shop, goodies supplied by the ICFL staff throughout the week at the Volunteer Cafe, and a luncheon that included musical entertainment from Interstate Sound, door prizes, and service awards. Milestones for our 2012 volunteers include 5-year service lapel pins, Arthur Latterell, Lana Thurston, Addie White, Kathy Rybar. 10-year service lapel pins, Nancy Bunch, Margaret Dimmick, Susie Johnson, Patricia Kelly, Janet Nelson, Gail Shabbat, Roger Vega. 15-year service lapel pin, Norma Erickson. 1,000-hour award, Charles Kerr, Robert Vining. 2,000-hour award, Marion Stevens. 3,000-hour award, Gail Shabbat. 4,000-hour award, Sue Vapp. Statistics for 2012 include digital books recorded, 27 titles, 200 hours of recording time. Books converted from reel to digital, 85, 198 reels converted. TBS machines cleaned and serviced, 1,047, 270 cassette, 665 digital. Jumpstart folders assembled, 16,000. Stickers in thousands of books for school partnerships, Every Child Ready to Read, My First Books. Uncounted bulk mailings. The Commission is grateful to all of our 2012 volunteers, and we were excited to celebrate their commitment and contributions to the services and programs we provide. National Library Service Visit. The Idaho Talking Book Service welcomed National Library Service, NLS, Regional Consultant Pamela Davenport for a 2-day visit in April. Pamela was formerly the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services, TBS, Regional Librarian. NLS staff visits TBS agencies biennially to review operations, discuss any issues, and identify successful activities to share with other talking book services throughout the U.S. She toured the library, talked with staff, and attended the annual Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon. Pamela thanked the many volunteers who support TBS through a variety of activities, noting that it would be impossible to provide the quality service that we do without our dedicated volunteers who donate so much of their time. Recent donations to TBS. Memorial donations. In memory of Sam Barton, Lee and Nancy Bondurant. In memory of Ruth Garland, M.L. Garland and Howard and Corinne Ackley. General donations. Lois Benno, Sophia Conway, Joy Rocco, Mr. and Mrs. William Wenstrom. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Frequently asked questions. Below are answers to questions we frequently are asked about ordering materials from the Talking Book Service, TBS. 1. My player stopped working. How do I get a new one? Call the TBS to request a new player, or mail the old one back with a note stating why the player is being returned and requesting another one. 2. How do I order magazines? Contact the TBS for lists of available magazines or to request a specific title. Remember, magazines on cartridges must be returned in order to receive the next issue. 3. I have a list of books I want to order. Can I phone them in? Yes. Lists of 10 to 12 books with DB or RC numbers can be called into the TBS. Please mail longer lists to the TBS. 4. Can I order my books online? Yes. The TBS has an online catalog, http://webopac.klas.com/idbph. That allows you to browse the collection, request materials be mailed to you, and link to titles available for download from BARD or the Idaho Shelf Project. A login and password is required to request materials be mailed to you. Contact the TBS to receive them. You can also order the new locally recorded books described in the newsletter at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/spring-2013. If you've tried unsuccessfully to use the New Books online order form in the past, please try again. We have been working to resolve past issues with it. 5. How do I download books from BARD? Users must be registered to access and download from BARD. Registration information is available at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/id1a/application-instructions.html. You will be notified when your registration is complete and a temporary password will be sent to you via email. 6. I'm not certain if you have a title. Will you check for me? Again, call the TBS, preferably with the complete title and author. We will check to see if the title is available in either the National Collection or from one of the regional library collections. 7. Can I request a title before it is recorded? Yes. Once a decision is made to record a title, reserves can be placed against it. A copy will be mailed as soon as one is available. 8. I don't know what to order. Can you help? Talking Book Topics, a list of newly available titles, is mailed every other month to users and is available in both large print and audio versions. Call the TBS to ask to receive Talking Book Topics. Also, our customer service representatives are knowledgeable of both our collections and various authors and genres. They can suggest authors who write similar to the authors you enjoy or genres you might enjoy. Magazine Corner. NLS, National Library Service, has started to circulate magazines on digital cartridges. They will begin by sending the magazines on both cassette and cartridge, and then go to cartridge only. The digital magazine will arrive in a red container and, after reading, will need to be returned in a timely fashion to the vendor to receive the next issues. As with books, it is just a matter of turning the mailing card over and placing the container in the outgoing mail. as the cartridge could contain numerous issues or even a variety of magazines, depending upon what you are subscribed to, it will be necessary to use the bookshelf feature of the player to navigate through the different items on the cartridge. This is easy to do. With the cartridge in the player, power on, hold the green play stop button down until the player says bookshelf. Then, use the fast forward or rewind keys to locate which title and issue you wish to hear next, and then press the play stop button again to start that title or magazine. The magazine Cappers has been replaced by Grit. America's family magazine since 1882, Grit celebrates country lifestyles of all kinds, while emphasizing the importance of community and stewardship. Topics include country living, practical advice, do-it-yourself information, humor, land management, wildlife, gardening, livestock or pets, skills and techniques, seasonal food, and tools and machinery. If you received Cappers and are not interested in Grit or would like to start getting Grit, please notify the Talking Books Service at 800-458-3271 or the local Boise number at 334-2150. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, select the VDB numbers of the titles you want and mail the enclosed pre-addressed order form, or call 800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/spring-2013. If you've tried unsuccessfully to use this online order form in the past, please try again. We have been working to resolve past issues with it. To download other locally produced digital titles, go to http://webopac.klas.com/idbph. Log in. Click on Idaho Shelf. Book number VDB 01211. Born on Air, Essays by Idaho Writers, Adult Nonfiction. Editors, Mary Clearman Blue and Phil Drucker. Read by Lee Evans. In this third volume of the Idaho Elements series, Mary Clearman Blue writes, "Idaho's best writers were challenged to describe their personal relationships to the elements we breathe, the holy element, which inflicts pain, bestows health, strikes fear, and inspires hope." Published 2009, 10 hours, 21 minutes. VDB 01269. The Poker Bride, The First Chinese in the Wild West, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Christopher Corbett. Read by Sue Vapp. Before 1849, the Chinese in the U.S. were little more than curiosities. But with Gold Rush fever, thousands of Chinese immigrants came through San Francisco to seek a fortune. In The Poker Bride, Corbett uses the legend of one extraordinary woman, now the stuff of Idaho lore, as a lens into this Chinese experience. When the Gold Rush receded, it left behind Polly Bemis, who narrowly escaped life as a concubine and settled in the remote Idaho hills with a white man who had won her in a poker game. Corbett vividly constructs a tale of the real American West, a place where the first Chinese flooded the country and left their mark long after the craze for gold had vanished. Published 2010, 11 hours, 36 minutes. Book number VDB 01278. Tales of the Trail, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Arabella Fulton. Read by Sue Robinson. After passing her 80th birthday milestone, Arabella Fulton penned her recollections. A woman's viewpoint of crossing the plains by ox caravan in 1864 and settlement of the Boise Valley of Idaho. A wagon trip to Texas and settlement and life there. And a wagon trip to Washington Territory from Texas and settlement in the Kittitas Valley. Published 1965. 12 hours. Book number VDB-01280. A Gathering of Finches. Dreamcatcher Series Book 3. Adult Fiction. Author Jane Kirkpatrick. Read by Kathy Rybar. Based on historical events, this is the story of high-spirited Cassandra Hendricks Stern Simpson, who, along with her husband, created the estate that would eventually become Shore Acres State Park on Oregon's rugged and beautiful coast. Her marriage to a wealthy entrepreneur and the adventurous move to the wild coast of Washington in 1890 set the backdrop for this story of a young woman trying to find her own identity during the years of turmoil at the turn of the century. The reader will discover that money can't buy happiness or forgiveness, or permit us to escape the consequences of our choices. The story emphasizes the message that real meaning is found in the relationships we nurture and in living our lives in obedience to God. Published 1997, 15 hours, 15 minutes. Book number VDB-01282. Last Great Battle of the Indian Wars, Henry M. Jackson, Forrest J. Girard, and the Campaign for the Self-Determination of American Indian Tribes. Adult Nonfiction. Author Mark N. Trahant. Read by Colette Kalman. Senator Henry Scoop Jackson and Forrest Girard changed the landscape of Indian affairs. Now, virtually every member of the body politic today agrees with the premise that American Indians and Alaska Natives have the right to govern themselves. Mark Trahant, a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribe of Fort Hall, Idaho, has captured the story of this great turnaround in American Indian history. Published 2010, 4 hours, 51 minutes. Book number VDB-01297. Woman Who Heard Color. Adult Fiction. Author Kelly Jones. Read by Chris Quarry. Lauren O'Farrell, an art detective whose mission is to retrieve invaluable works stolen by the Nazis during World War II, is on a quest to learn more about a Munich art dealer. She is led to the Manhattan apartment of wealthy 82-year-old Isabella Fletcher, who lives in the shadow of a terrible history. Her mother was rumored to have collaborated with the Nazis. Published 2011, 13 hours, 48 minutes. Book number VDB-01298. Jackalope Dreams. Adult Fiction by Mary Clearman Blue. Read by Sue Vapp. Winner of the 2008 Western Heritage Award, Jackalope Dreams plays out against the mythology of the Old West. This is a sometimes comical, sometimes poignant tale of the newly orphaned, spinsterish Corey coming of age a little late. As she tries to recapture an old dream of becoming a painter, of preserving some modicum of true art amid the reality of modern Montana, Corey finds herself figuring in other dramas. Strong Language. Published 2008. 15 hours, 45 minutes. Book number VDB-01299. Death Before Breakfast, an Inspector Lawrence Mystery. Adult Fiction. Author, Gwyneth Bledsoe. Read by Deborah Lynch. Chief Inspector Lawrence and Sergeant Wilson encounter the unexpected in London's Notting Hill suburb. They travel to a Yorkshire art lover's mansion and to Paris in their quest to unravel a twisting trail of clues involving stolen paintings, an anonymous letter, and an unidentified body, laced with English cultural icons and artful characters. Published 2009, 5 hours, 52 minutes. Book number VDB01301, Christmas Horse, Juvenile Fiction, author Glenn Balch, read by Rosemary Ardinger. He's no good, not with a horse like King for a sire. That's what Ben Darby's father thinks. But Ben believes in the little black colt and takes on the job of breaking and training the son of the wild stallion. Is Inky all that Ben believes him to be? The test comes the day Johnny Horn rides the calf roping championship on Ben Darby's Christmas horse. Published 1949, 5 hours, 59 minutes. Converted books. The following Fiction Idaho books were originally recorded for cassette, but are now available as a digital cartridge. Book number VDB00565, Border Vengeance, Adult Fiction, read by Gail Morgan, published 1986, 4 hours 20 minutes. Book number VDB00127, A Quarterlane Indian Story, Juvenile Fiction, read by Norma Erickson, published 1990, 1 hour 6 minutes. Book number VDB00069, The Legend of Jimmy Spoon, Juvenile Fiction, read by Norma Erickson, published 1990, 3 hours, 6 minutes. Book number VDB00546, The Linchpin, The Oregon Trail in 1843, Adult Fiction, read by Claire White, published 1984, 9 hours, 36 minutes. Book number VDB00537, Lonesome Land, Adult Fiction, read by Virginia Wiley, published 1943, 7 hours, 25 minutes. Book number VDB00405, Walk a Rainbow Trail, Family Adventures in Contentment, Adult Fiction, read by Norma Erickson, published 1974, 5 hours, 6 minutes. What are you reading? Tina Schilling, an office specialist at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, recently read The Mermaid Chair by Sue Monk Kidd, author of The Secret Life of Bees. In the winter of 1988, Jessie gets a call that her mother, Nell, has deliberately severed a finger. Although somewhat estranged from Nell for a few years, Jessie returns to her childhood home on Egret Island, South Carolina, to care for her troubled mother. In a marriage where both she and her husband have become complacent, with her daughter away at college and with a waning interest in the art that had once been her passion, Jessie is actually relieved to have some time away. She is at a time in her life when she's not sure where she fits. Near Nell's home is a monastery housing a beautiful chair carved with mermaids and dedicated to Saint Sanara, the mythical mermaid saint. The abbey and chair have always been special to Jessie, but she never expected to be overwhelmed with passion for a Benedictine monk seeking refuge there after a devastating loss in his life. Jessie is forced to confront her present confusion, her relationship with her estranged mother, and her other emotional ties. After decades of marriage, she starts to question whether she is craving an independence she never had the chance to experience. As she begins to reawaken, Jessie must also confront the circumstances of her father's death, a tragedy that continues to haunt her and her mother over 30 years later. Tina thinks that women might find the mermaid chair more appealing than men would. It is the story of Jessie finding herself, dealing with issues resulting from her life choices, and embracing the sensual pull of the mermaid and the divine pull of the saint. Some descriptions of sex. Adult Fiction, DB060121, published 2005. Looking for a new author? If you like Karen Kingsbury, try Tracy Peterson, Lori Wick. If you like Louis L'Amour, try Max Brand, Lauren Estelman, Zane Grey, A.B. Guthrie, Kirby Jonas, local Idaho author, Elmer Kelton, Larry McMurtry, Lewis Patton, Luke Short, Richard S. Wheeler. If you like Maeve Binchy, try Mary Alice Monroe. If you like Mary Higgins Clark, try Sandra Brown, Carol Higgins Clark, Greg Isles. If you like Michael Connelly, try James Lee Burke, Stephen Cannell, Patricia Cornwell, Stuart Kaminsky, Jonathan Kellerman, Donald Westlake. If you like Nevada Barr, try C.J. Box, Lillian Jackson Braun, Deborah Crombie, Sue Grafton, Sue Henry, Dana Stabenow. If you like Nicholas Sparks, try Richard Paul Evans. If you like Robert B. Parker, try Agatha Christie, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Lauren Estelman, Dick Francis, Elmore Leonard, John D. MacDonald, Walter Mosley, Marcia Muller, Sarah Paretsky, Rex Stout. If you like Scott Turow, try Richard North Patterson. If you like Stephen King, try Tanith Lee, Anne Rice. If you like Tom Clancy, try Jeffrey Archer, Larry Bond, Len Dayton. If you like Tony Hillerman, try Sharon McCrum. TBS 10 Squared Club. The newest centenarians to join the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club are Klein Keister of Caldwell, born 4/20/1913. Ed Landstrom of Lewiston, born 4/22/1913. Library resource, novelist. Are you looking for different authors or genres to read? The Talking Book Service customer service representatives are wonderful resources, but there is also a free online resource at your disposal, Novelist, one of the Lilly, L-I-L-I, databases. A group of online resources, Novelist is available free to all Idaho residents. All the Lilly databases are compatible with screen readers. Novelist can be searched by author, genre, and age group. You can also find author read-alikes, book discussion guides, and titles similar to your favorite books. You can even create an account to keep track of your preferences each time you begin a new search. When you identify titles of interest, more information about the title is just a click away. Not all the titles listed will be available in the Talking Book Service collection, but many will be. Go to www.lilly.org to use Novelist. The first time you use the Lilly databases, you will be asked to enter your city and zip code. After this initial login, subsequent logins on the same computer will be automatic. On the lilly.org page, select Something to Read in the I Want to Find box. Novelist is the first link in the list. Try it out and discover more books to enjoy. Stay tuned for information about more Lilly databases and upcoming issues. Postal Carrier of the Year Recognition. It is obvious many dedicated postal carriers deliver TBS materials throughout Idaho. So far, more than 60 nominations have been submitted from TBS users residing in Aramo to Weezer and all places in between. Most common accolades include delivering materials to the door instead of placing them in the mailbox, always being friendly and courteous, and placing rubber bands around multiple mailing containers to make them easier to handle. The large number of nominations will make it hard to select one carrier to recognize as the official postal carrier of 2012, but all nominees will be notified of their nomination and the reasons they were nominated. Nominators are also encouraged to thank their nominees personally for a job well done. The final decision will be made by mid-June, with recognition at the recipient's local post office occurring sometime during the summer. TBS Snapshot Day. Library Snapshot Day is an opportunity for Idaho's libraries to capture one day's activities as an example of the variety of tasks and persons served each day. On April 16th, the Talking Book Service, TBS staff, checked out 736 books, checked in 650 books, received 39 calls, made 19 calls, and enrolled 4 new users. In addition, 2 users visited the library. 10 volunteers contributed 25 hours, 36 minutes. A couple users comments about the TBS service. I would be lost without my books. I've been a patron since 1986. I love the service and am always listening to either my cassettes or digital books. Multiply the above statistics by 260 working days, and you can see why the staff is always busy. Add more complimentary comments like those above, and you can see why the staff loves what we do. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News. Volume 4, Number 2, Spring 2013.